Someone called me with the following question. He is a Kohen, and Baruch Hashem, his wife is pregnant. And he wanted to know if his wife, who is pregnant, is allowed to visit the cemetery. Now, this is not really the topic of our discussion, but there's no real halachic prohibition for a pregnant woman to go to the cemetery. Some have the custom not to go, maybe for Kabbalistic reasons, but the basic halacha is that a pregnant woman is allowed to go to a cemetery. The question is, if a wife of a Kohen goes to a cemetery and she's pregnant, and let's say she's carrying a boy, is that an issue? Because we know that a Kohen cannot go to a cemetery. A Bas Kohen, a female, a wife of a Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen is allowed to go to a cemetery. But a Kohen, a son of a Kohen, is obviously not allowed to. So if this boy who's in his mother's womb is considered a real entity, a halachic entity, and he's the status of a boy, so maybe the mother should not go to the cemetery because she's causing her baby inside of her to become tamei. So the Shach paskins halacha lamasa like the Rokeach. The Shach in Simon Shin Ayin Aleph Seif Aleph Seif Katan Aleph in Yordea cites the Rokeach from Simon Shin Tesvav, who says Eishes Kohen Shemu Beres Muteres Likares Ba'ohel Hameis, that a wife of a Kohen who's pregnant can enter an ohel, a tent of a where there's a corpse. The sveik sveikahu, that we have a double suffix. Shema nefelhu, o shema nekeva hu. Maybe this fetus, this child inside of her, it will be, God forbid, a non-viable child, a nefel. So then the restrictions in coming in contact with the dead will not apply. Or maybe, even if it is a viable child, maybe it's a boy. Maybe it's a girl and not a boy. If it's a girl, then the restrictions also don't apply. So you have a sveik sveika. You have a double doubt. And generally, we are lenient when it comes to a sveik sveika. So what's fascinating is that, number one, the Magen Avraham writes, he questions, he says, why do you need this sveik sveika? Why don't you simply say that the mother would be allowed to, or the pregnant woman would be allowed to go into the cemetery, and she needn't be concerned with the end result to the child because of what's called tuma balua. Tuma balua is if something that is swallowed in another item does not contract tuma from the item that surrounds it. So, for example, if you swallow a ring that's tahor, and then you become tameh, the ring remains tahor because the ring is swallowed up inside of you. So the Magen Avraham says, why do we have to come on to the sveik sveika of the rokeach when indeed you have the leniency based on tuma balua? The mother may become tameh, which is irrelevant because she is a wife of a kohen, she's not a kohen. But the child inside of her is a tuma balua. It's swallowed in the mother, and the mother should protect the baby inside of her from becoming tamei. So why do we even need the sveik sveika of the rokeach? And then there's another question, which is, does the sveik sveika even work? And what do I mean by that? So for example, and Rabbi Bleich has written about this, that maybe this is not really a good sveik sveika, because the Shach writes in his Laws of Sveik Sveika, in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Yud, Os Samach Vav, he writes that, when do we say that we're lenient when it comes to Sveik Sveika? That's when you cannot resolve either doubt of the Sveik Sveika, but here you can if you can resolve one of the doubt, then it's not a Sveik Sveika. So here, in our situation, the pregnant woman, doesn't know if she's going to have a boy or girl. And we don't know if it's going to be viable or non-viable. Well, if we can resolve one of the sveikos, namely it's going to be a boy or girl, then we should resolve it. And then if indeed she's carrying a boy, then we're left with only one suffix, one doubt, and it should be forbidden for it to enter into the cemetery. So this is not a classic Sfeik Sfeika. It should be noted that the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Yud's Sif Katan Lamed Hey argues that this halacha of when you can be mevarer the Sfeik Sfeika, when you can clarify the Sfeik Sfeika, then the leniency doesn't work. That's only if you can clarify both aspects of the Sfeik Sfeika. But if you can only clarify one aspect of the Sfeik Sfeika, then it still remains Sfeik Sfeika and you can still be lenient. So that may not be a strong question on the Rokeach, potentially. Additionally, the Prima Gadim also points out that the Sfeik Sfeika of the Rokeach, one of the Sfeikos is very weak. Baruch Hashem, most children end up being viable, and the likelihood of a Nefel is very weak. And therefore, the Prima Gadim and Aruch Chaim, Simon Shin Mem Gimel and Eshel Avram, writes that this is not a classic Sfeik Sfeika. We really can't be lenient because whether it's a suffix for a boy or girl, that's a legitimate Sfeik Sfeika. But the suffix of that might be a Nefel, that's a very weak suffix, so we shouldn't be lenient like the Sfeik Sfeika. So you could question the Rokeach Sfeik Sfeika. Regarding the Magen Avram's leniency, where he says that maybe it should be lenient in any case because of Tuma Balua, so you can also challenge that. The Birkei Yosef, for example, wants to argue that who says this is considered Tuma Balua? There's an opinion in the Gemara, and it seems like we hold, that Ubar Yerech Imo, that the baby is like an extension of the mother. So whatever we assume the mother is, so that will apply to the child. So maybe if the mother becomes Tameh, then as if the child who's part of the mother also becomes Tameh. So that's an interesting question. Do we view the child inside the mother as Tuma Belua, or do we view it as Ubar Yerech Imo? And also, do we have the leniency of Sfeik Sfeika? I asked this question to Rabbi Willig, and he told me that ideally, if we have this situation, and you have a pregnant wife of a Kohen, ideally she should not try to find out the gender of the baby so that she could enter into the cemetery if she needs to go, and she can rely on the Rokeach Sfeik Sfeika. And he also told me, in a situation where she knows the gender is going to be a boy, so then you can still rely on the Magen Avram, and you can be lenient, and she can still enter into the cemetery.